Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'ulim, the Rambam's Hilchos Teshuva. And the Shi'ul should be a special schus for Bat Sheva, Asara Chaya, who was in a terrible, terrible accident. Chayin husband for Chaim ben Rachel, her family. Rachel Bat Slach Ruchama Seideyam. Matan ben Sara, Rav Henachtov ben Lipsha, Rav Yosef ben Chana, Chayu Chepa Fega bas Michal Tuzbasya, Esther Tehila, Asa Ariel Tzipora. This is based on Sefer HaTshuva, Magon Rav Yosef Kohn Zitzal. Rambam writes, Mitzvah Sese Achas, Vuhu Yoshuv HaChoyte Michetoi Lifnei Hashem V'yisvade. Mitzvah Sese is one Mitzvah Sese, that the sinner, this is the Hakadama to the Halachas of Tshuva, that the sinner should return from his sin in front of Hashem and confess. Tshuva is rooted in the word Shuv. Shuv means two different things. Sometimes Shuv means to leave. For example, Shavta me'acharei Hashem, you abandon God. Shav me'acharecha. And other times, shuv means to return. It doesn't mean to abandon, it means to return. Shova shuv elecha, nelchad kovin eshtachav evin ashuva aleichem. That means, in those contexts, it means to return. Shav elamachane, shmos yidlam gimel yid aleph. So tshuva has both in yanim. Number one, it means to return. It means to abandon one's evil ways. Shuvu midarchecha maroim. Malachim Beis Yitzayin Yikipa. Vayashuvu ish midarko orai. Isaiah 26:3. Those are, it's one move on, it's one meaning. And another is to return to Hashem. V'shavta ad Hashem, shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem, shuva elai. Different psukim. So we have this Indian of Yashuv v'tshuva means to leave and to return. And it's both. Leave one's evil ways and return to Hashem. In the Rishon of Shiva midarko orai, leaving, abandoning one's evil ways includes azivas hachet ve'acharata v'kachu loshan amabit b'sifrei beis elokim u'milas tshuva moira al azivas hachet shehu ha'ikir sheshav mima shehoye oisad ato v'oisev drochav haroim v'gam al acharata sheshav b'daito v'machshavto mima shehoye choyshev koyde b'maisev haroim v'umischarit aleim aval sh'ar ikrei ha'tshuva Einam nechlala m'shem ha'tshuva. V'yelsim bilti achreichim l'muhus ha'tshuva. Ka'ziv esachet v'acharot v'anispar ishtokim ilas tshuva v'shavt l'shem lokecha v'shavu ad l'shem lokecha. Hirubcha l'ashen tshuva nirum zu shnei ha'iklim achreichim l'inyan ha'tshuva. Says the Mabit that the word tshuva indicates leaving one's sin, which is the ikar that one goes away from what one was doing until now. He abandons his previous evil ways. And that also includes remorse, regret, that he is regret in his thoughts from what he was thinking before and what he was doing before. Before he had a certain narrative of life, of the world, right and wrong, of himself. And now he's leaving that, he's abandoning that, he's going back to thinking like God wants him to think, and acting like God wants him to act. However, the other primary aspects of tshuva are not included in the word tshuva, because they are not absolutely necessary for the essence of tshuva, like the abandoning of sin and charata. So the Mabit says that the ikar word tshuva refers to abandoning the sin and regretting the sin. And these are the two primary aspects of tshuva. And when the Torah says, V'shavta d'shem elokecha, ki tshavta d'shem elokecha, that's what the Torah means. The second inyan of tshuva is returning to Hashem, that one came far away from Hashem. And that's what we said, returning back to the place where you were originally, before sin. So is the Lashon of the Rambam, tshuva 7:6. Gedola tshuva shemekareves is adam l'shechina. Tshuva is great because it brings a person close to the Shechina. Shenemar, shuva Yisrael ad Hashem elokecha. And it says, "V'loishavtem adai niyum Hashem." And it says, "In toshuv Yisrael nu Hashem elai toshuv." So these are all psukim telling us to return back to Hashem. The Mabit Beis Elokim, Shar Atshuva Perek Aleph. He opens up together Atshuva and he writes his file. Such a chashuv sefer, Beis Elokim. Chakalnu al geder Atshuva. We have investigated the definition of tshuva, and we have found it complete and established, and that is coming close to Hashem from the distance of sin. The word sin means to miss. Lachti chet means to miss the mark. Lachti et hamatara. I learned that when I was a child, and I used to eschatai ani maskir hayom. I used to listen to basketball games in Hebrew. A, I liked basketball, and B, I thought it would help me learn Hebrew. So when someone would shoot the ball and he would miss, he would say, "Rechti et hamatara." So that means to miss. That's what happens when one sins. One misses the mark. What is the mark? Ribono shel Olam. Sin is missing the mark. Returning, tshuva, is coming back to the mark, coming back to the source, coming back to the focus. Marotzen b'milas krivas, he said, it means coming close. Where yois kavanas hashov b'tshuva l'skariv el boiroi, that the intention of one who does tshuva is to come close to his Creator. Shenisrachik mimenu ba'avro al dvorov, that he went far away from him when he was over in his words. V'lo li natzol mena oynish al mashavar, and not just to be saved from punishment, but to come close to Hashem. You're far from Hashem when you sin. Now you want to get close to God again. But if that's one's kavana, just to be saved from sin, then he's not coming close to Hashem. Because Echotei did two evils. He did evil to himself, because God's going to punish him. And he did a greater evil, that he got God angry, when he was over on the tzivuy of Hashem. The kol od shelo haisa kavanasu l'ratzoisoi al ma sheyechisoi. And if, as long as one's intention is not to appease God and kiviyachol getting Hashem angry, eina nikreis tshuva. That's not called tshuva, since he didn't return to what he was before the sin. Before the sin, God wasn't angry at him. Now God is. So one has to do tshuva on that. One has to return to Hashem for after one distanced himself from Hashem. And continues the Mabit. After the fire, Shtivri Agamara Barash Hashanah. Ani hu kodim sheyechta adam, ve'ani hu la'achar sheyechta adam, v'yaseh tshuva. I am God before man sins, and I am God, Hashem Hashem. After man sins and does tshuva. What Maran Rosh Yeshiva, our footnote, talks about in the Pachad Yitzchak. Madura kam shel adam, madura tinyana shel adam. The first edition of man before sin, then he sinned, he has to be recreated. Frekta Rosh, Matzarach Adam Rachamim, what does man need mercy? These are Shemus of Rachamim. What does man need mercy before he sin? Hashem, Hashem, what does he need mercy before he sin? And the Mabit explains, Kimishat Shav B'tshuva Al-Chatoisa, Hashem Yisborach Mavir Aleim V'hayu Keloi Hayu. Somebody who does tshuva for his sins, God erases them as if they weren't, as if he had never sinned. Because it would be enough that God doesn't punish with the Midas HaRachamim. But not that he'll be desired to Hashem as he was originally. And that's why we have Ani Hashem, Hashem Hashem. I am before the sin, I am after the sin. Just like before the sin a person was Merutzev Omed Lefanai, so too after the sin he was like he originally was. That's why you have the before and the after. El pa mishuvasim oevim nidavo. But it's a lesson of Oavim Nedavah, there's Ritzui, there's a Hava here. Like Rabbeinu Yonah writes famously in the Shaar HaTshuva, that the goal of Tshuva is to get close to Hashem, that you're close to Him as much as you once were, or even more. Not just to avoid the terrible punishments. On page 212. רוצה בו שנמשך מזה רצון עליו מרס בעל תשובה. מפעל יצר חוסר ומחד ישן הגויסב, הוא שישרץ אצל השם כאילו לא יכולת הכלל. So that means to return the sason yeshecha, the joy of your salvation. V'ruach nediva, and a generous spirit tismecheni I can lean on. In other words, I'm not just being absolved of punishment, but it's as if I never sinned. And that's what it says, Hashiva leklama shalei aspik lecha levad b'tshuvati, kaporas hachet b'lvad. Ritzon olam rehi natzli me'ainish. Aval shetichlelenu be'avatscha, God, I want to come back to your love. And to return what I lost with your very great salvation, and your love, as if I'd never sinned. And it says, and you should be generous with me, as if I'd never sinned, and not just as the Meiri, that you don't punish me. V'ze shemaspik b'shiva l'makom asher haya b'tchilu rak l'gabe ekliva v'l'gabe dake tshuva. We're going to see in Mirtz Hashem, in the second perek, that a Baal Teshuva has to take steps to go to the other extreme, to go in the other direction, until he goes back to the Shivui, to the its equilibrium. Since he went out of whack with his sins, he has to come back to equilibrium by going to the other extreme. So that's something Mirtz Hashem will discuss. But in the meantime, the Yesod HaDvarim that we learn from now is that Teshuva is getting the Kirva back that he lost, getting the closest back with Hashem that he had lost. From the Lashon of the Rambam, the Choyer, it's mashma, that Teshuva is a means to achieve Dveikus b'Hashem. And the Maila of Teshuva, Mikareves u'midabekes es Hashav el Hashem Yisbarach. And the Maila of Teshuva brings a person close to Hashem. However, in the Teshuvas of the Noda B'Yehuda, Noda B'Yehuda Kama, Arachayim, like, what does the Rambam say here? Rambam says, "Wachat sheyashav achot emichat v'lifnei Hashem v'yisvad." You're coming back to Hashem. You're davek b'Hashem. You're returning to God. So a tshuva is a means. It's an emtsa'i. It's a means to return to God. The Noda B'Yehuda, however, explains that Dveikus b'Hashem is me'ikrei ha'tshuva. V'ikrei ha'tshuva ya'ziva sachet. Vidui dvarim b'leiv nishbar charata b'leiv shalem. V'skarvus v'slahavus le'er v'sabayir. V'hainu tshuva she'yoshev al Hashem v'yachameo v'yoshev al Hashem. Hainu she'yidavik bo. So, the ikar of tshuva is leaving one's sin. Vidui, with a broken heart, and getting close and being enthusiastic to love Hashem. In other words, tshuva is to return to Hashem and have mercy. To cling to Hashem. So in other words, that's the ikar of tshuva. It's not just a means to get close to Hashem. But it's the ikar of tshuva. Rambam continues, v'yisvadeh. Kishem Shashem tshuva has a dual meaning. So too, vidui has a double meaning. One is Lashon Hidah, that one admits before God that he sinned. Umoideh v'oizev yeruchem, Proverbs 28:13. And also Lashon vidui, sheshov vadeh hakara b'chet, shu me'amet v'koveh uvda lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is confirming that one indeed sinned, levadeh, to certify that one sin. One is to admit, and one is to recognize, to acknowledge before God that it's true, that he recognizes his sin. we see in Maseches Brachos. Vaday dam risu. In other words, he asked him, imu me'amet ha'davar she'amru kach mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. Did he certify, not admitting, but certifying? There's a difference between to admit something and to certify something that it's true. We see in Brachos and Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, it means to certify that it's true. Le'amet. As opposed to laudot is to admit, misvad is to admit. We see this in the Targumim. Visvadu asavon b'amidbar 5:7. Onkelos has it. V'yodun yaschoveun mishorish vadei. How is Onkelos different than Yonasan ben Uziel? Their mom's saying the same thing. I don't know. Elokim Petronim. Akopanim, the idea is that the next time I see Rav Cohen, I can ask him. The idea is that we have a lashon of vadei to certify that it's true, and we also have a lashon of hodah, of admission. In Sanhedrin, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, it's called Misvad Yishlam Chelek Lolam Hava, Shken Metzino Ba'achan Shemelo Yoshua. In other words, he tells him that he should be misvada, the lashon hoda, admit your sin. Vayan achan at Yeshua vayomer emnecha tasi lefnei Hashem lo kaisua kazos vekazos. He says bekushta anachavis. In other words, he's me'amet. He says it's true bekushta. Amna anoichi chatasi lHashem lo kaisua kazos vekazos asisi. So he's being me'amet the sin that he did. And Bereishis me'amem beis chof aleph vidu ha'shvotim ha'mechiros Yosef says v'om yishal achiv avol ha'shemim anachnu. Rashi says avol ketagumo bikushta be'emes. Yevon Ezra says avol kamo avol sari ishtecha kamo achen v'anu she'ashvotim hayu me'amtim et ha'shmatam. Indeed we sold Yosef, they were recognizing their guilt. Gemara Yuma domer av hamduri. And Yosef said, "Avol anachnu." We said that's the Iker Vidui. Rambam 2:8. Avidu shenogu po Yisrael. Avol anachnu chatanu. Iker Avidu. Avol not but. But be'emes. Chenu b'tur. But ama. Iker Avidu. Avol anachnu chatanu. They all emphasize the avol. Abu Draham. There is avol miloshen avol, sorry ishtecha. The targum is bekushta. And that's the gather of mitzvah vidui to say that it's the truth. In the Zohar Kodesh, Bereishis Nandal at Beis, Pasach Vamar Mizmor Shir Dan Demarishan Mizmor Shili Yom Shabbos Tov Loides Lashem Koloimar Tov LeShabacho Ulaasava Loido Kamei Kutshibrichu. It is good to praise and to return. Ulehoda. So it's mashma here that we're talking about lesvados. Tov lehoides Hashem. It's good to confess before Hashem. Medrash Rabbah zodech tova yichabdanani v'sam derech. Pasuk in Tehillim. Zavech tov dezeachan shezavech ezitzro mitzvade. Hainu mividui v'yomer Yoshua. Elachan v'sam derech shehera l'shavim mishaderech. So you have this Zayvech Toida. What is Zayvech Toida? This is Achan that was, he sacrificed his Yetzer, and he was Misvade. So you see a Lashon of Toida. Toida is a Lashon of Vidui. Just like we have Tov Lahoides Lashem, according to the Zohar Kaddish, a Lashon of Vidui. Yerushalmi Shvius 1:8, Rabbi Tanchum Shem Rishlakish, Mishal Shem Allah Kodesh Baruch Hu L'moshe Visvade Alav. He has Salam Mizmor Lesoida, Hashem Visvada. When Hashem said Vidui, he said Mizmor Lesoida. Because you see from here, in these Midrashim, there's another one in Yaakov Shmoni, that Toda is a Lashon of Vidui. The Rambam starts off with his Tshuva, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Kol Mitzvah Shabbatorah. Ben Ase, Ben Lose, Yemavar Adam Al Achas Mehem, Ben Bezadim, Ben Mishkaga. No matter what, the person, when he does Tshuva, and he returns from his sin, he has to be misvada b'fnei Hakel Baruch Hu. So the Rambam writes, kol ha-mitzvah she-b'toyra. He writes that maybe because he writes bein b'shkaga, because by shogeg derabbanan, as many hold, you don't need tshuva. Aval iso derabbanan b'meizid v'adai tzorich tshuva k'kol chumra d'oiraisa u'yein b'mogen avrom b'simen shin lamed dalet sif lamed beis sif kol lamed gimel. He writes in the Ramah v'im avar v'chilel Shabbos l'hatzil mama v'tzorich l'sanus mem yom shuradim b'tchumen derabbanan. Wow, shtark. If someone's Machal Shabbos to save money, he has to fast 40 days, and that also applies to Tchum and Derabbanan, even Derabbanan. But here we can say Pshat in the Rambam, Kol HaMitzvah SheBetorah, Bein B'Shogeg, if he needs Tshuva B'Shogeg, but not necessarily Derabbanan. But again, that's a debatable. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we made some progress in our study. Hopefully, this will bring us closer to where we're supposed to be. Now, Baruch Hashem, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends, and we shall continue with the Neder.